Cluj Future of Work is the urban innovative actions project of Cluj Napoca, focusing on anticipating trends connected to how the work will look like in the future, with the objective of creating a socially and economically resilient ecosystem for current and future jobs. Cultural and creative industries, Work 4.0, and inclusion of marginalized communities are the main topics of the project, co-managed by the City of Cluj Napoca and the Cluj Cultural Center. I am Simone D'Antonio, Urban Innovative Actions expert of the project, and with the first zoom-in, I will guide you through some of the most interesting aspects of Cluj Future of Work. Cluj Napoca is home to over 4,000 Roma people, one of the largest ethnic minorities in Romania. A part of them were relocated to Patarat, a segregated informal urban settlement located near the city landfill. The area is socially and economically deprived, and 300 families living there face lack of access to public services, such as water and electricity. Half of the population is composed by minors. 67% of the households in Patarat are prefabricated ones. 90% of homes have neither a bathroom nor a kitchen, and 96% are overcrowded. The area is also one of the main focus of the Urban Innovative Actions project Cluj Future of Work, co-managed by the City of Cluj Napoca and the Cluj Cultural Center. One of the main objectives of the project is to foster an inclusive local economy, integrating in its activities disadvantaged and marginalized communities. The project is launching a series of actions aimed at improving the access of Roma people to work through the active involvement of the residents. In recent years, many projects were implemented by Cluj Metropolitan Area and Cluj Napoca City Hall, aiming the desegregation of Patarat. We talk about it with Adrian Raurea, Development Coordinator of the Metropolitan City of Cluj Napoca, one of the partners of Cluj Future of Work. Hi, Adrian.
Hi, Simone.
Adrian, why Cluj Future of Work decided to focus on Patarat to address the topic of informal work, which is one of the sensitive and interesting in the international debate on future of work?
Well, Simone, we seek to bring a better understanding of the informal work in underprivileged communities, and we aim at experimenting with alternative solutions to bring informal workers to the legal labor market. We started by addressing this issue at the metropolitan level to understand the big picture. And then we chose Patarat because it's one of the most deprived communities in our area. And it showcases some typical examples of informal work. And on the other hand, we've been involved in other projects in that area, starting with housing, social inclusion, and social services projects that we delivered together with the administration in that particular community.
Many projects in recent years address the topic of social exclusion in Patarat, such as Pata Cluj, which was also an interesting example of international cooperation. Can you tell us more about this project and how the local Roma community was involved in all the phases of this project?
It was an innovative project that we have conceived for Patarat, and it was, I think, the first social housing project of this type in our country, and certainly and maybe the first one in this part of Europe. So we try to have a participative approach at this project, and we wanted to have an integrated project which dealt with social housing, relocation of people living in the deprived community, offering some social service, educational, healthcare, and all the connects services for the people, and especially for the children in the community. And what we have, we did and we are still doing is offering support for the people that have already moved through our project, that have already moved to apartments in the city of Cluj-Napoca and also in the metropolitan area. So it's a desegregation process that started with this particular project, the Pata Cluj project. And we're happy to say that we have 35 families that have already moved out of Pataret, and that they're fully integrated in our city and in our community. And starting with 2020, we've started the Pata Cluj Toy project, which aims also at least 35 families that would move from Pataret in the same conditions and in apartments and in social housing spread all over the community. So not creating another segregated community at the level of the metropolitan area.
What are the main challenges that emerged from Pata Cluj, and how these challenges are connected to the action on informal work that you are carrying on in the framework of Cluj Future of Work?
Of course, one of the main challenges was how to have a proper desegregation of the community, and other challenges were connected to offering social housing and having the concept of housing first in mind, and on the other hand, how it links with our future of work project is the fact that, of course, to be that to, if it's going to be sustainable, moving people out of Pataret, then they should self-sustain them afterwards. So this means having having money to do that. That's of course needing a job or something that could provide them for their future living. So when we started Pata Cluj, and when we started this approach, we encouraged people from Pataret, of course, to have a formal, decent, and help them to get some jobs in order to self-sustain them in the future. So our future work project is, of course, somehow connected to our Pata Cluj projects for housing, and I think it works very well because in connection with the housing project, then we can deliver maybe a public policy in the field of informal work, and we can help our community, our deprived community, to have better access to formal, better paid, and decent jobs in Cluj.
Actually, what are the main typologies of informal work present in Pataret, and what are the main requests that are emerging in this sense from the action of facilitation of the local community that you started in the framework of Cluj Future of Work?
Starting with a bit of, let's say, numbers, roughly 90% of men are working in Pataret, and only 40% of the women are working. Why? Because of the social context, the cultural context. Most of the women are staying at home, taking care of the children, and the men are going to work. The main typologies are people that are working in construction, for example, people that are working in the waste management and waste collection system in the city, and people that are working, for example, small things. So they're working by day, if I can put it this way. The problem, the main problem with people from Pataret is also not the fact that they're working informal, but they're working formal, but very let's say, low type of work. For example, working at the garbage dump or working unqualified jobs, which of course, unfortunately, are paid less and they're not that sustainable in the future. And what we strive to do is, of course, to understand better the people from Pataret, to understand which of the work type of works would embrace and how we can prepare them for formal, better paid work.
How the local Roma community is living the COVID-19 emergency, and how Cluj Future of Work is supporting children, families, and workers in this specific period of emergency.
Mm-hmm. So if we're talking about our community, so not the whole Roma community in the city, of course, as they're underprivileged and they have a scarce resource for water and for sewage and for other general utilities, it was a hard time also for them as for the other communities in Cluj-Napoca. What we tried to do in this time, it was to at least provide some of the basic necessities for our community, starting with the installation of some mobile sanitary units, which are having also toilets, showers, and things that can provide personal hygiene better, because hygiene is one of the most important things when we're talking about COVID-19 pandemic. And then, because most of the people were staying at home and for a while, and the children were not able to attend school because of the distancing measures taken by the authorities, we installed Wi-Fi hotspots in throughout the community, so that people could seek work and could be informed about the opportunities to work being online and from online sources. We had meetings with the labor department from the city, and also the labor services from the government of work and social protection, so that we could have, let's say, in the future, some kind of portal that could depict all the jobs available in the city. And for the very, very, very deprived, we have also provided through our project the basic food for the first couple of weeks in the when the emergency state was in Romania. So in the first couple of weeks, when there was a lockdown and people were actually not very let's say prone to moving, going to the city and going to other parts of the metropolitan area, we tried to offer them the basic food meals for the first couple of weeks. So this was emergency measures that we did.
What are the main results expected by Cluj Future of Work to make regular work more accessible to the residents of Patarat?
So, as talking about the main results of the project, from our point of view, is proposing public policy at first to local level, to the local council, where we can depict more exactly what are the needs of the people from the deprived communities, how we can integrate them in our community and in the work, let's say, environment, and how we can do specific things for them. For example, we try to pilot some better transport and mobility services for them, so that they could get to the city and to the workplaces better. we try to see if we can get some incentives for people that have some entrepreneurial skills and can develop their own small businesses, maybe social businesses. We try to see if some work from home initiatives could be also put in place, but it's not the best community to start with, and things like that. So we try to link back community with the administration and with us to see how we can put in place some incentives for the Verity project.
Okay, thank you, Adrian.
Thank you, Simone.
The active involvement of Roma community is one of the most important elements for engaging people in co-designing actions for the future of Patarat. We talked about it with Pepe Fecete, facilitator and member of Patarat community. Hi, Pepe.
Hello, Simone.
Solving the housing issue was the first step to make people being part of the local community. Which role can play a better access to work for reinforcing this sentiment?
I think that a better working place can boost self-confidence and also offer opportunity to socialize and interact with people from the city. So that's why it's important for the people, for the marginalized people from the ghetto to change and to improve themselves and hope to get a better job, to participate to training courses if they can, and also try to escape from the ghetto. I mean, everybody wants to get out of there, so they are searching ways or steps for the future, you know, to do this. And we think that the housing is more important because you have to have a decent house so you can afford a decent job or even have the courage to find one. Because in the community, you know, people don't have running water or opportunities to a good hygiene. So getting an apartment or moving from there helps them out to find a job, because you need to be clean to go to an interview.
The active involvement of the residents proved to be successful in Pata Cluj, and is a decisive element also for Cluj's future of work. How are you contributing to this process, and what is emerging from the dialogue with the local community?
So the main from the community are emerging out the problems that were never solved, like transport to the city to go to a job or to search for a job. But also, I think that working with them and involving people in the process of decision making is the way to empower them and also offer them a space where they can vote and decide what's best, the best interventions for them.
What do the people hope from Cluj future of work? So what are their aspirations in terms of access to work in the next few years?
They want to be legal, I mean, with papers, because most of people don't have papers, so they don't have insurance or nothing. So they want to get a legal job and better paid jobs, because most of them work in garbage collecting or scrap metal collecting and are really bad paid and don't have any hopes for a better future if they stay like that. And with this project, Future of Work, people got a chance to come and express their needs, but also to dream about getting help in doing like a social business or something, because people are also dreaming to be an entrepreneur and opening small businesses and helping other people out from the community. So I think Future of Work offers this kind of opportunity, but for a very small percent from the people in Pataret. I mean, most of people lack proper education. They don't have even primary school, so it's really hard to access the training courses. So maybe just few people have this chance, but or this opportunity, but they are willing to help the others too.
The story of Pepe, who is facilitating the active participation of the Patarat community to the city life, is a perfect example of how the collaboration among different institutions and residents can achieve concrete results. It is a success story that the city of Cluj-Napoca hopes to replicate with many other people in the framework of Cluj Future of Work. The interventions carried out in Patarat can provide useful solutions also at metropolitan level to foster the access to work of Roma people living around Cluj-Napoca. For instance, the installation of Wi-Fi hotspots that has been done to react to the COVID-19 emergency is a good example of how an integrated strategy can lead to the creation of concrete actions which can improve access to education and to job opportunities. Reintegrating people in Cluj-Napoca and in the villages located in the metropolitan area is one of the most important objectives to be carried out on the medium term. The actions that Cluj Future of Work is promoting in the area constitute a part of a wider strategy of intervention. Finding a decent job is just a part of the aspirations of the residents of Patarat, struggling for housing and better access to basic services. But the active consultation of the community ensures that Cluj Future of Work can address the priorities of the residents in a participatory and effective way. The program of trainings to the residents of Patarat that Cluj Future of Work is going to launch in the next months can provide useful opportunities to set new social enterprises and to consolidate an integrated model of intervention on weak communities that can be one of the most interesting legacies of the Urban Innovative Actions Project.